Daniel uses a glorious holy mountain in both places. Why is Daniel making a distinction between the two verses? Why is he calling one the glorious land, but really meaning the church, and calling the other the glorious holy mountain, and really meaning the church? The fact that Daniel is making a distinction between these two entities is not proof that they're the same, it's proof that they're different. And if you're going to consider the logic of them, they both have the word glorious in them. Glorious land, glorious holy mountain. So using a little math, let's just eliminate the word glorious from both phrases. And in verse 41, we have a land. And in verse 45, we have a holy mountain. And a land and a holy mountain are two different entities. But in any case, how you understand the glorious land, and all we're doing is making a defense for it at this point, but how you understand it places the seriousness and the importance of this passage in Daniel 11 either in a very low priority spiritually or a very high priority. If you're seeing in verse 41 the Roman Catholic Church conquering the Seventh-day Adventist Church, I don't know what the significance of that is, because I don't believe that. I don't see any other references to that taking place in the scriptures or in the spirit of prophecy, so it's hard for me to put a lot of significance into that teaching. But if you identify the glorious land as being conquered by the papacy in verse 41 at the passage of the Sunday law in the United States, then the significance of this passage of scripture is elevated to the highest possible level, because it's identifying that probation is closing for Adventism, that the latter rain is beginning to be poured out, the loud cry message is going forth, God's church is purified, on and on and on. Some of the most important themes in Bible prophecy are established if you recognize a Sunday law in the United States in verse 41. And not only is this seriousness at the highest level, this is also in agreement with the very message that Adventism was raised up to proclaim, a message about not receiving the mark of the beast, the third angel's message. This understanding in verse 41, identifying the glorious land as the United States and a Sunday law taking place in verse 41, is in direct agreement with the third angel's message, whereas identifying the papacy conquering the